I'm giving all the time pretty well tonight to the thing we started Sunday night to help out the storm relief in the Bahamas. I want you to open your Bible just for a preference here to Romans chapter 15. You know, sometimes we get to thinking and really a lot of folks think church is only to get up and tell folks how to get saved once a week. Well, it's more than that. It is that, but there'll be more than that. And as you read in the Bible, it's more than that. And what you read in the Bible is you read churches, helping churches, people in need being helped, all kind of things. And I read that right here in Romans chapter 15 with the Apostle Paul. If you read about Paul's ministry, his travels, he went quite a bit. He wanted to go to Rome. He finally got to go to Rome, probably where he met his death, probably where Nero chopped his head off. That's not in the Bible, but it's pretty accurate history. If you look with me in Romans chapter 15, pick up Paul talking to him about coming to see him now. He says in verse 24 of Romans 15, "Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company." Now, what's he saying? He's saying, I'm on my way to Spain, or after I get back from Spain, I'm going to come by. Of course, we know, if you look at your map a little bit, Rome and relationship to Spain and so forth. But he's saying to the church there, I'm going to enjoy the fellowship with you. But he's asking them to do something that we do church-wise, and some folks don't quite understand this sometimes. But he says here, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you. Now, what does he mean by that? That's a nice way of saying, you're going to pay for my travel ticket. You're going to pay for my motel. You're going to pay for my plane ticket. He said, Paul didn't fly and stay in a motel. No, but he had expenses. And that's what he's talking about. And we still have that today. And he says why he's going to do this. If you drop on down, verse 25, "But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints." He's got a purpose. This is not just a soul-winning trip. He won souls wherever he could, started churches wherever he could, but this was more than a soul-winning trip. He says in verse 26, "For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and of Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem." So Paul's saying, I've got some offerings a couple of other churches took up, and I'm taking them to somebody. I'm taking them to the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. Now he goes on to say, "It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are." So what does he mean by that? He means the people, the saints, the poor saints, these people that are sending an offering in a sense are spiritually debtors to them. And he goes on, if you get the picture right on the end of verse 27, "Their duty is also to minister unto them," let me back up, "for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things." You understand the difference between what he's talking about, spiritual things, carnal things? What would carnal things be? Well, it'd be food, it'd be clothing, it'd be various physical needs. For the body, maybe more than the spirit. So what I'm saying to you is we got a real good precedent for what we're doing in helping out in the Bahamas. Paul here did it. It's many places you can read about it in the Bible. And so it's the right thing to do. There's been times that in our church that we had a great need and we were trying to get help, and I thank God for everybody he raised up to help us. I stood right at this pulpit way back in the 70s when we were trying to get the property over here where the school buildings and the gyms and all are, and asked for a miracle offering. Now, since then, we've had a lot of offerings bigger than that one, but that was real, real important at the time, very important. And we were on a little radio station we didn't own then, later owned it. We didn't reach very far. And it really looked like an impossible thing, but God gave us that miracle. And I never forget one little church way out in the sticks. I happen to know where it was. It was about 50, 60 miles, maybe 70 miles from here. And I'm sure on Sunday morning, that little church probably didn't have 25 in it, but they sent us an offering. And you know what? We had some bigger offerings from this one or that one. Nothing real big, but I never forgot that little church that way out in the sticks that sent us an offering. And I want to tell you, that's the way it ought to be. We ought to help others and let them and receive help when we need it, and then give help when we can give it ourselves. So that's what we've been doing here with the storm got down there and set on top of the Bahamas and tore them up. And we heard from Brother Norris Bain Sunday night, and we took up an offering. So all I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to update it. I'm going to tell you where we are, and then I'm going to ask for your help various ways. You have been good. The offering Sunday night totaled up over $11,000. Now, that's a lot, but it's a drop in the bucket still for the great big need. But I praise God for that. Now, there's more yet coming in. There'll probably be some come in tonight. And there's some come in over the radio station. We don't have a final total yet. There's been some individuals. I think maybe a couple even today may have walked in my office. I was in Orlando all day, but I think they might have walked in this afternoon and given something. And so we praise the Lord for that. Now, they're needing material things. Now, if you're listening to the radio, we're telling folks not to bring in the bottled water. We have some agencies that are doing a good job with that and getting it in, not to bring in food. But what you can bring in, and many of you have been doing so, is clothing and personal items, toiletries, things you just might not take much notice of them every day. You probably brushed your teeth this morning, hope you did. But anyway, you probably didn't hardly think about it while you was doing it. It was such a routine. Just so easy. But if you had to miss it a few days and had no toothbrush, no toothpaste, you would begin to say, hey, I remember when I used to brush my teeth. You know, it felt better. The truth is, those things we take for granted, those little items, many of those little items is what needs to be brought in along with clothing and shoes and that sort of thing. Now, we've been getting some help from, people have heard us on the radio, the sheriff's department, for instance, and the police department here in town. They brought stuff in and probably will yet, because here's what we're being able to do. We're being able to say, folks, if you want to help, we can show you how. We can give you easy steps where to bring it, and we'll get it to them. You see, you can sometimes hear something over TV or something else, and you're not so sure it's going to get there. You're not sure how to do it. This is a step that you can take and know about it. And we are asking when you give to write a check out to Landmark, and then we write the check and send it over to the church in the Bahamas. In fact, Brother Woodside's report was that just as soon as it's getting there, people are waiting on it. I mean, they're hurting that bad in that area where that storm just parked there. He's the pastor there of the church, and where Brother Bain is headmaster of the school and all. And they've got people coming, and they're getting it just as soon as it gets in. Now, let me say this to our folks, all of our offices. If somebody comes in and gives you an offering or a check, radio station or wherever else, get it to bookkeeping and get it to them soon. Don't hold it all day. Get it as soon as you can, because we're needing to get our get things in the chain and working. Don't say, oh, yeah, 2 days ago so-and-so brought this. No, get it on over there and make an effort to do that. We got some needs. We're going to need some volunteers. And I want you to listen close to what I'm fixing to say here. Now, we have ministries going on here all day. We have offices, secretaries busy at what they're doing. We're not going to shut the school down. We're not going to interrupt the school. We're not going to shut the college down. We're not going to interrupt the college. We're not going to take our staff and put them to doing. I want this to be a church thing, just like it was with Paul. I want you to say, you know, I could volunteer a few hours. I could go up to the lobby. I could help them sort those clothes out. We got to get boxes. By the way, some of you can help. You might can help before you go home. We're needing boxes brought into the lobby because we're required. Now, we're switching from the boat to the airplane. And that's good because it's closer. We were going all the way down to Fort Lauderdale to get on the boats. And there's still some stuff being done that way. But for us, we have now got a better way. We're going no further than Sebring to the airport in a missionary Christian airplane organization is going to take our stuff over. And back and forth and back and forth here for the next few days. And the people down there are going to get it faster. And it's going to be easier on us than having to drive all the way down there. So that's what we're going to be doing. But we've got to get it prepared where the planes will take it. That's where we need some volunteer help. In our lobby down there, we're going to have to coordinate laying stuff out on the table, taking the boxes. And then the best we can put, we've got to itemize, everything goes in a box. This box has got shoes in it. This box has got dresses in it. This box has got trousers in it, whatever. It's got to be labeled correctly, itemized, what's in the box before we can put it on the plane. Then it has to be, the lids have to be taped shut on the box and the box has to be labeled. Then we put it on our vehicle and take it down there and get it on the planes and across to the Bahamas. So that's why we need many hands. I say many, several, and folks. And I'm asking Dr. Lee, is he in here tonight? There you are. Okay. Brother Lee's already worked hard in this. I'm asking him to try to coordinate this stuff. We have, as you walk into the lobby of the hotel, we have a desk there, and Sister BJ is there. And we can use probably another lady or two to help her out in that area. As we have goods brought in, now we got to separate it. We got to get it in the boxes. We got to get it labeled. No panic on it, but we just got to get it done soon. I hope, I was talking to Brother Parsons, I hope no later than Friday morning we can start getting a truckload or two down to the airplanes. That means a lot of work tomorrow. I am calling off tomorrow night's visitation. You want it in the morning or not? All right, you want 9:30 ladies in the morning? All right. But tomorrow night I'm calling it off again because I'm going to say we may want to be down there packing some boxes up late tomorrow afternoon and even tomorrow night if we can try to get some ready to get a truckload out, hopefully Friday morning to the airport. So we need some volunteers. We need some folks. You might even know some store manager you could come, you could go talk some boxes out of. We need some good boxes. We need some we can put the lid on and tape down. And some of you might, I don't know, you might be able to get somebody to donate a bunch of them. I don't know. But we need that. There's a big item, two big items we need tonight. We need boxes. And I had Brother Doug go turn the radio on for this reason. Y'all pray about this as I talk about it, will you? It'd be a wonderful thing if somebody out there that owned a big box truck. You know what a box truck is? You know, a big box truck. We need a box truck in case of rain. You know that. It'd be some wonderful good thing if God touched a Christian man out there that had a box truck that would just volunteer it. In fact, he could drive it if he would. While we're asking this, I will say this. I'd be glad for our church to pay the fuel bill on it. If we could just get a truck and driver that could help us out in that area. You say you went and turned the radio on just for that? Yeah, and other things too. But Bible says you have not when you ask not. Amen. Because you ask not. So we're asking. We're asking for help to get down there. People are really hurting down there. They're really, really needing it. So if you go to the lobby of the hotel, you'll find we'll have some folks there. And right tonight, Brother Liam will put you on the spot again. If some of these ladies or men come to you tonight and tell you they want to help, I'm going to say go down to the lobby. We're going to try to get boxes down there. We're going to start trying to get things sorted. College classes are going on. We're not interrupting them. We've already lost some days, so we can't expect our students to do all this. I'd like to see the church family kind of say I could do something and do it, and I know you will. And then as far as giving, that money always works, but we need these other things too. If you were to count the dollar value of all the clothes I've already seen brought in, that'd be fabulous. So we do have stuff we can do and never miss it and help somebody else out. Again, we have to keep our schedule going on around here with the schools and the college, so I'm not disrupting that. I'm not going to make Brother Parsons add this to his impossible list that he always has with him, but he'll be around some. But I want to ask Dr. Lee to coordinate that for us. And again, pray about a truck. Pray about a truck. And we'd be making trips to the Sebring Airport. That's closer than going to the boats. And we'll be delivering over. The airport is not far from Tabernacle Baptist, where Brother Woodside is pastor and where Brother Bain was from also. And he says just as soon as, and he's already received some stuff, and people are just waiting on it. They're in real, real need. They were torn up real bad. And so we have a supply line open. We have a way to get it done. And make our church stay responsible forever on this. Here's what I'd like to see. I'd like for us to hit it hard here the next two or three days, finish off this week. And another week, I believe in another week's time, we can do pretty much what we're able to do. Now, their needs going to go on for a long time. I understand that. And it may be on a smaller basis we'll be able to do some things. But I'm going to make us responsible for the rest of this week and next week. And so let's give it our best to do that. I got a letter this week at Helps Ministries. I see Brother Scotty back there. Helps Ministries is also working. They're working with pretty close with Brother Ricardo Lees down there, and I believe he was in an area that wasn't hit quite as hard. Brother Dillon, that's your church, isn't it? And they're acting as a transfer center also. They're getting out and getting a lot of help done. And there are other good groups like Helps Ministries that you can give through. And if you want to do that, that is fine. That is great. We're just making it possible. I had a preacher call me tonight before service saying, our folks want to help. We didn't know where to start. And then somebody heard you on the radio talking. And so that kind of inspired me to talk some more about it. I'm going to go down there in the morning, and the ad we did, Brother Doug, we will cancel it, and we'll do another one in the morning because we've changed now from boats to planes. That's the improvement. And then we've got a plan. That plan is to get stuff separated out, boxed up, and sent on down. Now, some of you already done what you could, and maybe you knew some more, maybe you can't. If you haven't done anything yet, ask God what He'd have you to do, and we'll try to get this job done. Just remember, we're in biblical bounds. As you read the Bible, you found out that the poor saints at Jerusalem needed help, and Paul was bringing it to them. And others had already taken up the offering and was trusting Paul to get it there. And you read that in the Scripture in more than one place. So it is God's plan that we do it this way. Now, we always, every time I open my mail, I mean, you'd be surprised how much of it is asking for help all over the world, all kind of ways. A lot of it is legitimate needs, and if I had it, I'd probably give to a lot of things, but some of it isn't. Some of it is is a real con, and we have to watch out for that. It is a sad thing that man is so depraved, and this will happen right down here with the storm relief. Man is so depraved, he'll take advantage of somebody else's pain to make himself some money off of it. That's sad, but it is true. I think my wife told me just the other night, said some fella called and said, well, hello, Grandma, I'm your grandson. She said, my grandson don't speak Spanish like you do. What cons, man, that go on all the time when the phone rings. It's that kind of stuff. But that's one of the tricks they use. They catch an old feeble grandma. Now, they had the wrong one in this case, but they catch an old feeble grandma and con her into thinking the grandson needs her to send him some money real quick because he's, that's awful, isn't it? I don't know how people, I do know how they'd sleep. I don't think they have a conscience. I'm not even sure they have a soul. They're not going to have it long at the rate they're going. But that kind of stuff goes on. Brother Wiggins called me. Y'all know Brother Wiggins, pastor's over at Central Winter Haven, brother-in-law. We both share the same burden. But anyway, trying to lighten up a little bit. I'm talking to the lady on the back row back there. But anyway. Anyway, he called, and some of the cons that call me, and they call pretty regularly, the first word they say, they don't say, Pastor Carter, they say, Mickey, is this you? And every time it's a con, like I'm their old lost buddy. Well, he and I know each other. We went to school together, graduated together, and I like to say a lot of things together, but anyway. First word he said, Mickey, I hollered at him. I said, yes, that's my name. What do you want this time? He said, what? I said, you fit the pattern, man. I thought it was another one of those sorry cons that I hollered at you. I'm sorry, but next time you better say it a little bit different. Because they start off with that. One of them calls me Mikey. Another one calls me Nikki, and once in a while they get Mickey right. But most of the time they're not, I think they're down in the islands or somewhere, I don't know. I talked to a sheriff about it. He said, hardly no way to deal with it. All right, I got off on that. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to be as generous as you can, but I want you to consider, can you physically help us? And I want you to go to Dr. Lee tonight and maybe give him a phone number or something. Or if you can go down, even start, maybe not early in the morning, but maybe middle of the morning or sometime, go down and we'll get some tables set up where we can sort the clothing out. Where then when we pack the boxes, we can say this box is, you got shirts or trousers or dresses or shoes, and make it where the airline will take it. That's what we want to do. All right, talking about Americans being generous, I heard a Jewish rabbi say on TV the other day, I guess I didn't see his whole program, but I guess it was around Christmas time he must have been talking. And he was talking about Americans. And now we're talking about a Jewish rabbi that's probably don't know Christ as his Savior, but he said this. He said, it's so good to see America as a Christian nation. He said, I saw a lady walking down the sidewalk. She had just been shopping, and her arms were full of packages, Christmas packages. He said, I think I counted 11 packages in her arms. And he said, I couldn't help but stop her and say, I notice you've got about 11 gift packages there. Are they all for you or for somebody else? And she said, oh, they're for somebody else. So he was making his point, what a gracious nation we were, that we'd buy stuff for everybody else. Now, I believe God's blessings. Bible says he loves a cheerful giver, and I believe he has blessed America because of that giving attitude and for putting others first. So this is a chance for us to do something for somebody else. So do what you can, will you? All right, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to ask Brother Lee if he'll speak to me just 2 or 3 minutes, and Brother Parsons may want to say something. Any details I missed, Brother Lee, anything you want to share? And again, I want you to help me coordinate this down in the lobby with the folks that will volunteer and go down there and work.
Preacher might have seemed a little disoriented tonight because of what we're doing. But I got a call later this afternoon from Norris Bain about the possibility of flying out of Sebring. And he wanted me to check the person out and get everything verified. And I'm in the process of getting all the details finalized from him in the morning. But he'll be flying. They're volunteer pilots. They fly. Right now they're flying 2 flights a day to the Bahamas, and they'll be keeping that up as long as they can. When we have a truckload, we'll let them know the day before. We take it down with help to help them put it on pallets down there and get it with a loader onto the plane, and off it goes to the Bahamas right to Brother Woodside. And we're following all the instructions. I'll have them in detail in the morning for Preacher and down at the college, so we'll know what we need to do. Along with boxes, we need tape. We need packing tape. And don't be afraid to ask. I personally, the other night, texted, and I use my cell phone, but I don't usually do a lot of texting. But I texted to every phone number that I have in my system. And I have received several checks, $500, whatever, come to our church already. I've got texts today from a couple of other individuals. I got a call from a lady that works at the Winter Haven Police Department. And we helped her get to Israel a few years ago. And a friend of hers in North Carolina heard from somebody about the text. And she's organizing the Winter Haven Police Department to raise money and to get materials and to bring them over to the college building. So don't hesitate to ask people, and a lot of you may use your smartphone for other things. I'm encouraging you, get out there and text to everybody you have. If you want a copy of the text I sent out, just let me know, and you can add it to your phone, and it's producing results. Thank you, Preacher.
All right. Thank you, Brother Lee. That's really good. Again, I know when we were raising money for the Ten Commandment Rock, I was surprised pleasantly a few times about folks that gave because somebody asked them. And you might find some of these stores. Now, we got this box problem. We got to try to get boxes in there. And you may have a connection there that helps us. Some store manager, somebody went to him and buttonholed him. He might be able to help us in that. I don't know if you know one. Don't wait on somebody else to do it. In fact, don't even tell somebody else to do it if you can do it yourself. If you can do it yourself, you may be the one that can get the right result from it. We want to help out every way we can. If you've seen the pictures Sunday night, you've seen them on TV, they have not yet counted all the dead bodies down there. That means families have lost loved ones, and they're hurting. And churches didn't even have any place to meet in at all this last Sunday. I mean, it was a devastation situation. It'll take years, really, for them to totally recover. But all of this that we're doing right now is a big help. And so anyway, the biggest thing always on something like this is to try to take the confusion out of it and to have a plan that we're following. So we'll work on that more in details. But if you can come volunteer, do so and help us out. Brother Parsons, do you want to say anything?
Yes, sir.
You think it's covered? Even down to the little details, like Brother Lee mentioned, tape. You don't only need the boxes. We got to tape them up proper, too. And the tape's not cheap. Maybe you got some tape you'd bring in. I don't know. But that's the kind of thing that we'll be doing down there. Now, most of you know when I say the lobby of the hotel, we're talking about where we have Restore-a-thon for the radio, both in the lobby and in the area down there just below the radio station. By the way, folks, this shows you something God has done in our midst through the years. He has raised up the radio station for such a time as this. We're able to communicate where in the old days we couldn't have done it to the degree that we're able to do it now. So when you give to keep the radio station on the air, remember this. This is the kind of thing that God can use it for in a real special way, and I know that He has. All right, let's stand, Brother Hector. Choir practice, right? All right, let's stand. Father, we thank You that we can be the people helping instead of those that are having to be helped tonight. Help us to count our blessings, Father, and then to share what our blessings are with others. I pray for the folks in the Bahamas. I pray for all the folks that are trying to get help delivered to them. Help them, Father, for it not to choke up in the channels, but be able for things to go smoothly. I thank You for those that are making the airplanes available and making the boats available. And I thank You for all those bringing in the goods and all those that are given. And help us, Father, to just do our part. Lord, in the same time, we recognize our main job is to keep Your church going and winning souls and to keep the ministry going. And Father, I pray that there be some folks in our midst that would say, well, I've got some time. I'll use it for the glory of God and for this cause. Ask Your blessing now, Father, on the plans. May it work out. May You bless us, even with the transportation that we don't have a clear answer on right now. Pray that You'd bless in that, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.